This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We have on the line Daryl O'Donnell, who is the CEO of AFEO. Welcome to the show, Daryl. When we spoke to you last time, there was the possibility that Truvada or its equivalents for PrEP would be available through the Australian healthcare system. And the government advisory committee has come back and said, no, not yet. We need more information. That's pretty disappointing.
It is. It's incredibly frustrating because we've been waiting a long time for this. And we do know that PrEP is incredibly effective, so there's absolutely no doubt that this works. One of the good things about the committee decision on Friday is that they've also accepted that. So no one's saying this isn't an important prevention drug. No one's saying that this isn't needed. But what the committee does is that their question isn't, does it work? Their question is it cost effective?
Right.
Is it worth the price that we're being asked to pay?
Right. So a couple of things, I suppose. One is, do they have enough information on whether it is cost effective? And the second is it still too expensive as presented to them?
Yeah. Well, it's actually both of those things. So you've hit the nail on the head in terms of those are the two things that are still in play. The first one is actually quite easy. So they've got some technical questions that they want to understand a little bit further about how fast the rate of uptake will be of PrEP. How many people will want this and at what speed? So in year one, you know, is it 60% of all of those who might be eligible, or is it 70% or 80% or 40%? So I've got some questions about how fast people will want access to PrEP. And of course, that's a very important question because it actually goes to how much it will cost. And that's the second part of this. As you pointed to, one of the other issues that's in play for the committee is they're not convinced at this stage that they have the right price for this from the applications. But the first thing is to understand how many people might benefit from this drug, how many people might want to access it, and then they'll be able to negotiate on price. Yes,
And the cost is not inconsequential. They look at the Gilead proposal and they say that that would be over $1 billion over the next 5 or 6 years, and they quite clearly say that that's unacceptable. Was the generic version any cheaper?
Well, it absolutely should be. You know, the astonishing thing here really is that the drug we're talking about is no longer under patent. So the patent for Truvada has now expired in Australia, and that really means that the government should be in an excellent position to negotiate a fair, reasonable price. And that's what we all want. It's not right for the government to be paying too much for this. And the sort of figures you've just quoted are just astonishing figures in terms of the cost to the health system. So none of us actually want the government to pay a cent more than they should. And with the patent now having expired, the task really is for government to really work hard with those companies, both Gilead and Mylan, to negotiate that price down until they've got the best possible price so that people can benefit.
So this whole issue of generics, which is when a drug can be made when it comes out of license, is really coming into play here. And around generic Truvada, there seems to be internationally quite a lot of recent action. Can you just clarify for us, there are two drugs in PrEP, is that right? There are two active components in PrEP, and one of those has come out of patent, but possibly not the other one?
Well, it gets a little bit technical and a bit complex around...
Make it simple for us.
The various patents, but look, I think from our perspective in the community, what we've got is we know Truvada works, that's the brand name drug, and then there are generic equivalents of that. And so for our purposes, they do exactly the same job. They have exactly the same protective effect. And so we can be confident that whether it's a generic or it's a brand name drug, that it's going to do the job and it's going to do that safely. So that's the key thing for us. And with the patent having expired, it opens up the market for other generic manufacturers to come in and to be, you know, in this case, Mylan, to negotiate with the government.
Mylan's going to court with Gilead at the moment in Ireland, isn't it, over the European patent for one of these active ingredients. So it seems that either Mylan has to come to an agreement to pay Gilead top dollar, I presume, for one of the ingredients, or they challenge through the patent courts in Europe. So the conclusion from that would be that the generic is going to be pretty expensive as well until this can be sorted out.
Well, I think it varies from country to country. So patent law is sort of jurisdictionally specific. So the patent for Truvada in Australia has expired, but that's not true of the patent everywhere in the world. So there is when you look across different countries, there will be different circumstances. But in Australia, we know that that patent's expired. We know that that means generic manufacturers can come into the market either to sell directly through chemists or to put an application in through the Pharmaceutical Benefits Advisory Committee. And that's what we need. What we need in Australia is for people to have access in the way that we have access to all drugs, for people to be able to go to their doctor, get a script and walk next door to the chemist and get that through the pharmaceutical benefits scheme with subsidised access.
Daryl O'Donnell, thank you so much for your time. We look forward to Truvada or to generic PrEP being available through the Australian healthcare system very soon, and it's frustrating that it's taking so long.
It is. Thanks so much, Ian.
Thanks, Daryl.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.